Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Amber, we were talking about fantasies. I read off 10 that were on Cosmo, and I wondered if any ladies could relate to any of those, because they seem pretty barbaric, some of them, but you have a fantasy of your own. It was shocking to hear woman to want to be, you know, spit roasted, as they said. Another woman wanted a gangle of men to just ravage her. Other women, she wanted to be a spy and have to use her body to get information out of somebody. Like, all these crazy things, but who are we to judge? You know, as I've been reading more and more, we should be more open to women's fantasies so that we can create open dialogue in your relationship. So don't shut it down is what I keep reading that over and over and over again. Don't shut down. Make sure there's good communication. So if your woman comes with you to, you know, and says, hey, I want to do something weird, as a guy, you're supposed to say, okay, let's make that happen.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Instead of being like, ooh.
Yeah, you're gross. What a skank. Yeah.
Oh,
only
man.
Skanks want to do that.
How many dudes
gross.
You been with? 100?
Were you on whores.com?
No. We shouldn't do that.
Well, if somebody responds like that, it just means they're a prude.
Yeah. Right. And that
or
little,
they have morals.
Okay, because, or morals. Yeah. Morals is another one. You know, not very adventurous.
Prude is another good answer.
But guys, a lot of times, will shut down the communication with their facial expressions or reactions to a woman's fantasy, but let's find out what yours is.
Well, I missed the first part of the list, so I came in at closer to the end of the show, so I don't know.
That's it's fine. Just say whatever yours is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I realize that it's a contradiction to be both a feminist and to have a rape fantasy.
That was not actually on the list.
There was a woman that was a feminist, but she wanted to be ravaged by several men. You just want one man to have his way with you, but in a consensual.
Forcefully.
Yeah, but consensually forceful.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I've had this fantasy for several years, and when it first started coming to mind, I got concerned about my own mental health. And so I thought, there must be something wrong with me. So I did some research, and it's very common for women to have this type of fantasy. A lot of them won't admit it because they don't actually want to be raped. It's
no.
That's not
right. They just want to be
about.
Able to.
Of course.
Obviously, you got a safe word or whatever. You know, it's in a controlled
exactly.
environment, but just to have to let go and maybe have a guy, you know, that you trust to hold mm-hmm. you down and have his way
absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely. The trust is, it has to be 100%. Like, you absolutely trust that person and he trusts you. It's also important for the woman to tell him if he is doing something that she doesn't like, and he'll be able to stop.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there won't be that guilt and, you know, oh, why didn't you tell me you didn't like that? You didn't tell me.
Yeah.
But don't you think women should, as also if a guy discloses his fantasy, there's not a lot mm-hmm. of talk about that, but, you know, a woman shouldn't just shut down his idea, I guess, to keep it equal.
Right, yeah, absolutely. There should be an open dialogue both ways. But what I wanted to say about the whole fantasy part is that, and purely for the women who have the fantasy and not the actual, I'm not talking about real rape, but it's not about the violence, it's about the desire. The
right.
whole fantasy is about that this man desires this woman so much that he can't control himself.
Right,
you've heard that before.
Becomes like an animal. No, you've never heard that from
before.
A woman.
Yeah,
you've never had
no,
a woman that couldn't control
I've
herself.
Heard this. This is why they like it. That, no,
you,
no woman
Chris
wants
over there,
me
Don,
to.
Don Juan over there.
Yeah,
just you know what
Don
I,
Nun.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. We appreciate it.
Just,
that's good
yeah.
knowledge. So, ladies, if you have that fantasy, it's more about a man
you
having just uncontrollable
help.
Desires for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go to Sky. What's up, Sky? So you tried something and it failed. What was it that you tried that
yes.
failed?
Yes. All right. So the first reason why I think it failed was because this was done in South Padre spring break.
Okay.
That's
okay.
why it went wrong the first time.
All right. What was it that went wrong?
So basically, I got stranded on the beach and I met these two best friends on the beach, and they were really trying to pursue me. They were on ecstasy.
Okay.
So they take me to, like, this hotel room, like, at some truck stop. There's, like, a huge storm, and the power goes out in the hotel room. So there's no power, no lights. So they want to do a fantasy with it. They're like, oh, it's all black. How about all three of us just get at it, have some weird lesbian sex, and, you know, whatever, right?
Lesbian sex. Damn. Were this two girls or two guys?
Two girls.
Okay, so you met two girls.
At the beach. They saw me.
Yeah.
They wanted to get the business. Well, I'm a lesbian too, so they're going to get the business.
Yeah, they're going to get the business.
You're going to give them the business. Your name's Sky.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that went to a screeching fail because as soon as the girl took her pants off, the odor spilled the room.
Oh.
I'm blaming it and saying it was the AC.
Oh.
Honey, it was you.
Oh. She needs a stick up.
God.
Yeah, so then her best friend's bomb. So I was like, all right, well, I can go for your best friend. You can watch. And the girl was just so drunk and so adamant about it. So she basically tried to, like, date rape me and she sat on my face.
She sat on your face with the smelly one?
Damn.
But yes, it smelled like expired pork chops.
Oh, my God.
Goodness, does that happen a lot in the lesbian community?
No, it does not.
It doesn't all smell like pork chops.
Like she was
I'll
assaulted.
Never be able to eat a pork chop again. And right. I don't ever eat pork chops.
No, I was about to say, you never do.
They're sick.
Just applesauce.
To add, like, the icing on top of it.
Can't say that. You gave her special kisses. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that. So then the girl hits me with the, do you want to meet my daughter? Her birthday party's tomorrow. I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, man. So you guys are like a couple now.
Yeah. You guys meeting the family.
She was trying to have me be a mom, dude.
Yeah. After one day.
After one day.
Sitting on your face.
Of some trash Elon parts. Yes.
Goodness gracious, Sky.
That sounds like a miserable
spring break.
Yeah.
Very much. Well, I haven't been back to South Padre since.
No, and you probably never ate a pork chop, have you?
It's safe to say you had a bad taste in your mouth.
Sure haven't. Just bacon.
Just bacon. Just bacon. No sausage.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.